Turn with us tonight to Micah chapter number 4. Micah chapter number 4. We do appreciate the precious Word of God and the truth that He has in His Word. The Bible says in verse number 1 of Micah chapter 4, "But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, into the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And He shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And in that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast afar off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall come, now shall it come, even the first dominion, the king shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pains have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered, there the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee, that say, Let her be defiled, and let her eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they His counsel, for He shall gather them as the sheaves in the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hooves brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth." As we look at this tonight in Micah 4, I want to preach just a few minutes today and just take a little bit of a look at a look into the future. A look into the future. Now, if we look at this next year and we'd see it and we'd think, well, you know what? If you really look at this and you go back and you discern history, you'll see that most of this has already taken place. All this, you'd say, well, this has already happened. But I want to say, as the prophet was writing this, and he was writing about those things soon to come, he was speaking in a futuristic sense, and he was prophesying the coming of the Messiah. He was prophesying the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was looking far beyond the future in which they lived, and he was looking to a future of God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. As I look at this tonight, I'm looking into the future. I'm not looking into the future as human beings, as you and I would see it in a normal fashion, but I'm looking at the future in the presence of a holy God. I'm looking in the future in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we look here and we can see, the Bible tells us in verse number 1, he's speaking of a city, praise God. Now, if you'll notice this city, this is not just any city. If it was just any city, you could go to any city in the world and, praise God, just proclaim it to be that city. But he's talking about a city that was specific. And I just look how the specificness of this city. Number one, it was a city that had a kingdom that was supreme. A kingdom that was supreme above any kingdom that has ever been. We know how kingdoms come. Kingdoms rise up and kingdoms fall down. Amen. That's just what they do. But the Bible speaks here of a kingdom that's supreme because it's got a supreme king. Amen. One day in a little while, there's going to be a king rise up, and his name's King Jesus. He's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God, he's going to have absolute authority. He's going to rule with the rod of iron. He's going to be the authority. He's going to reign sovereign over the whole world. What does that mean? It means, praise God, that he alone is going to have the final say. It don't matter what the Republicans say. It don't matter what the Democrats say. It don't matter what the independents want to say. God Almighty and Jesus Christ our Savior, he is going to reign supreme. Praise be to God. He's going to be the supreme leader that's going to rise up, praise the Lord, and going to rule the whole world. Amen. He will be that supreme leader. He will be the leader of that city. That city's going to be established in the top of the hills. That city's going to be established in the top of the mountains, praise God. It's going to be exalted above all the hills. Amen. Hey, he said, people shall flow. Don't say they're going to come to it. He said, the people's going to flow to it. Amen. I like it, praise God, when the things of God start taking place and people start flowing to the things of God. When people start just flowing, praise God, to where God is, where help is, where hope is, where sanctification is, where separation is. And you start flowing to it on purpose. And you get to can't help it and you don't care because you're just flowing with God Almighty. Amen. Micah was looking way beyond anything that this world has to offer, friends. He was looking way beyond what we have right now. And he was looking into the future, praise God, when God Almighty will reign supreme. Praise his holy name. Amen. Not only will it be a kingdom that's supreme, but it'll be a kingdom that's universal. Amen. We've had kings here and we've had kings there and we've had kings everywhere. But one day when this king reigns, when this kingdom is set up, that king is going to be set up over a kingdom that's universal. It's going to be a nationwide and worldwide. It's going to be a supreme kingdom that's everywhere, praise God, where men are. Amen. Praise his holy name. That's the way it is. That's what he tells us. He said, many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his way and we will walk in his path. Praise God. And they said, listen, we ain't got no choice. Amen. There's no second thought in this. We're going to line up with God. And God's going to show us what, praise his holy name. We're going to line up with God. And God's going to teach us his way. I wonder what happened today if we had just lined up with God and said, Lord, you just teach us your ways. You show us the way you want us to go. And you help us to walk therein. We're just going to submit ourselves to you. Praise God. And we won't. Praise the Lord, we're going to go the way you want us to go, and you're going to go the way you'll show us to go, and we're going to trust you to get us there. And that's why we settled in our heart, we settled in our mind, and we're going to go with God. Amen. Things will start looking kind of peculiar around the house of God. Amen. Praise God. We said there's going to be a supreme kingdom. There's going to be a kingdom that's universal. But praise God, I'm looking for that kingdom that's going to be peaceful. Amen. I want to tell you, this world is in turmoil. Amen. There's a bunch of jugheads out there today that's condemning and lifting up Hamas and all the demons and the demons of hell. I praise God, but one day, God Almighty, when he comes to this universe and he comes to this city, he comes to this place and this time, that's appointed, praise God, unto man. He said it's going to be peace. It's going to be a peaceful kingdom when he comes to reign. Praise his name. Said he shall judge among the people and rebuke strong nations. Amen. Afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And nations shall not lift up a sword against the nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to buy. Won't it be something when you don't have to worry about Russia? You won't have to worry about China. You won't have to worry about Ukraine. You won't have to worry about none of these others. Praise God coming against us because there's going to be a supreme leader and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty. And he's going to reign sovereign. Praise God. All over the universe. And he's going to send forth peace on earth and goodwill toward man. Praise God. That's what he came for. And when he comes again,
again. It's going to be fulfilled. See, that's never been fulfilled like it's going to be fulfilled in the time when Jesus Christ comes again. I'm excited about that. Can you imagine? Praise His holy name. So they'll not never, He said, neither will they learn war anymore. We don't need no generals and captains, praise God. Amen? Because Jesus Christ is going to be the high commander of the whole universe. Praise God. He's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. He's going to offer a peace to those that have peace, praise God. Ain't that amazing? Think about it. When we can finally get along, we can finally get, praise God, we can finally come together, we can finally love one another. When we learn to love our neighbor as ourselves, and we go beyond that, praise God, and we love them as Christ loved us. Hello? Amen. Glory. Let me tell you, it's not too early to start that. Amen. Praise God. I told a person the other day, I said, you know what? We've got different opinions. Amen. I don't see things like you do, and you don't see things like I do. But I said, I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to go with the Lord. And I'm going to agree to disagree with some of the things you think and some of the things that you believe. But praise God, I'm going to love you because God said I need to love you because He first loved me. And I'm going to try my best to love you like He loves me. Amen. You know what that person told me? I bet I had me a spouse. Well, that's the way we're supposed to do. Amen. See, we'll just agree to disagree. Amen. Praise God. I said, why don't you take what I'm telling you and go look it up? Find out for yourself. Don't listen to what people say. Amen. Look at the truth. Look at the Word of God. Amen. People's trying to disavow the Lord Jesus Christ, disallow the things of God, and wonder why things are such a mess. But he said, they's coming to the city. I'm talking about looking into the future. We see a city, praise God, where there's a magnificent place. He said, it's a place that's peaceful. Not only is it peaceful, now watch this. Amen. You know, what people say today, and I got to think about this today because they're rioting and stomping and shouting and screaming today. Man, we need this, coming together. We need everybody to be, you know, equal. We want equality for everybody. Amen? Everybody wants to have what you got. Amen. It blows my mind. We got kids today that wouldn't strike a lick. That nothing. But they want everything that mama and daddy and mama and papa's worked all their life for. They want somebody to give it to them. Amen? It don't work that way. Praise God. You got to get out of it, brother. The Bible said, get it by the sweat of your brow. You better start early and save a lot. They say now it takes over $1 million to retire and live comfortably. How many millionaires we got in the house? Hello? Come on, throw your hand up. Don't be ashamed of it. Amen. Praise God. I started on my second million. I gave up on that first and... too hard to come by. Praise the Lord. But he said it's going to be a time of prosperity. This world has never known. Now we're seeing things. Praise God. Things is hard to come by. Things is hard to get. And if you get it, it's hard to hang on to it. Hello? You think it's bad now, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Amen. He's coming today and hour. Praise God. If the Lord tarries, He's coming. We're going to have to guard what we got. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'll give you the shirt off my back, but don't you try to take it from me. Hello? Amen. Amen. But he said there's going to be a kingdom of prosperity, a prosperous kingdom. He said, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig. Notice it belongs to them. Amen. We're living day and hour. Let's listen to me. They want to switch around. They want to go to socialism and communism. They want to take everything we got and give it to the government. Hey, heaven help youngins. They can't take care of the tax money that we already give to them. Why would we want to give them anything else? You better hang on what you got. You better trust in the Lord. We better walk with God and we better vote. Praise God. The way God says and get rid of these rascals. And we better line up with God Almighty and let Him be the God of our life.
Amen. I don't want some man telling me what to do. I want him directing my life. You know what the government's responsibility is? Their sole responsibility, praise God, is to keep you and I safe. Amen. From our enemies, foreign and domestic. Hello? That's their sole responsibility. They're not supposed to take care of us and keep us up. Amen. Praise God. But he said, I offer prosperity of every man shall under his tree and under his fig. And none shall make him afraid. Why? Because we got a high potentate, praise God. There's a new high sheriff in town. And his name is Jesus Christ the Lord. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. How do we know it's going to come true? How do we know this is going to come pass? Because God Almighty said it. Amen. If the Lord said it, praise God, we can believe it. Praise God. He said, for all people will walk, everyone in the name of his God, little G God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Praise God, he said, they's coming to a city, they's coming to kingdom, praise God, they's coming to prosperity. It's going to start and it's going to keep going and going and going and it's never going to end. Amen. Praise the Lord, you can be prosperous in this world. In just a day or two, praise God, they can be a stock market crash or something can happen and you can lose everything you got. Amen. We have our 401ks and our profit sharings and all that, and we think we're secure. We think we got in something solid. But if we have if the nation and the banks collapse, we may be broke tomorrow. But I want to say, praise God, as long as we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, and as long as we know Him as our Lord and Savior, praise God, we're going to live in peace and we're going to be prosperous because God said so. Amen. He said, not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. Amen. I think I'm just going to go with God, ain't you? Praise the Lord. I'm just going to stay with my Lord and Savior. Praise God. So we see a city, but then we see a flock, a regathering in verse number 6. He said, in that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that holdeth, and I will gather her. Now watch this. Gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. Amen. The Lord said, I think I finally got her attention. Praise God. He said, so it's going to be a regathering. He said, I'm going to regather the flock. He said, I will make her that halted a remnant and her that was cast far off a strong nation. Hello? Amen. Somebody will ride over and tell Hamas that. Amen. Somebody over there and tell Hamas that God said, hey, listen, when it's come down to end, that he's going to make Israel a strong nation. Man, that it's in the hand of an almighty God. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. Praise God. Amen. They fighting with them, they're fighting with God. Hello? But now notice what takes place. Look at the promise given. He said, O thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come. What's it? It is that promise of God that God made. He said, I'm going to send a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. The promise made and a promise kept. He said, how do you know it? We read that the other day. Over in Luke chapter number 2. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 8, said there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping their flock, watch over their flock by night. Now I want to say this is a specific flock, not just any flock. It said, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Amen. Praise God. He said here the promise is given. And we see in Luke chapter number 2 that the promise is kept. He said, O thee, and thou, O tower of the flock. He was talking about Migdal Adar. Praise God, that tower of the flock where the baby lambs were birthed. Praise God, that would be used for sacrifice. It didn't say that they said, hey, look, let's go hunt around and see if we can find this Christ child. Let's look all over Jerusalem. Let's look everywhere till we find him, and then we'll worship him and we'll see if this thing's really come to pass. But they said, no, they didn't say that. He said, let's go to Bethlehem. Praise God, to the tower of the flock, where they swaddling clothes, where they had wrapped well gold. Glory, hallelujah, where they'd wrap up the little legs of them little sacrificial lambs so that they could keep them safe and secure, so that they keep them from harm. Praise God, let's go up to the tower of the flock and let's see this miracle of God. Amen. So they marched up there to Bethlehem, to the tower of the flock, and they found the Lord Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Glory, hallelujah. Prophecy fulfilled. And Lord Jesus Christ, a promise made. He said, unto thee shall it come. The promise. Promise kept. He was here. He come. He was in this earth. Praise God. He come. Born laid in a manger in Bethlehem. Praise God. Now they're trying to say, well, see, since he was a born in Bethlehem, then he was a Palestinian. He wasn't a Jew. That Jesus was a Palestinian. Amen. He was a Palestinian Jew. Amen. But the thing is, Jews weren't allowed to live in Palestine. Amen. They weren't allowed. They're still not allowed to live in Palestine today. They're still not allowed to be in Bethlehem today. Amen. But they're rising up and saying, well, oh yeah, this Jesus, he was a Palestinian Jew. Amen. They're trying to do away with Christmas. Amen. They said Saturday first and then Sunday. From the river to the sea. Exterminate the Jews, the Saturday worshipers. He said, then, me and you Christians, the Sunday worshipers. That's what it's all about. Doing away with it. But God Almighty says, he said, just go ahead and look into the future and realize we have a blessed hope in our Savior. How do you know? Look what happens. The intervention we see here. Praise God. Amen. He said, now why dost thou cry out aloud? He said, is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pains have taken thee as a woman in travail. Amen. Look here. Now here we see the deliverance. So that we see a type of this is Israel is taken into captivity, carried off into Babylon. And he said, there's no ruler, there's no king in you, there's not a counselor, there's nobody to give you good advice. He said, praise God. But he said, you're crying out as a woman in pains of in travail. But praise God, the pain of labor is there. But praise God, God is going to give deliverance. Amen. God is going to bring you out. The captivity, the pain, the sorrow, it's all there. It's all real. But said God, just the same as they, the captivity of sin, the pain, the sorrow that we see, God said it's all real. But God said, I'm going to deliver you from that captivity. I'm going to deliver you from that pain. I'm going to deliver you from the sorrow. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the deliverance. He said, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, out of that captivity, and thou shalt dwell in the field. And thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Praise God. He said, he's going to be a deliverance. He said, God is a delivering God. We've seen it many, many times. He delivered us from the power of sin. He delivered us from the power, praise God, of depravity where we were caught up and we were living. But God delivered us from that, from our sin and our own depravity. Praise God. So we see a city, we see a flock. But then he says we see a harvest that's fixing to take place.
Amen. Just any day. He said, Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled and let her eye look upon Zion. Now see, we see a harvest here, but in order to have the harvest, you've got to have a sowing. And the Bible here says that all these nations are going to be sowing. Amen. And they're going to be sowing towards Zion. They're going to be looking upon Zion. They're going to be looking on Israel, Jerusalem, praise God. And they're going to be sowing the wicked seeds of adversity. Amen. He said, but they know not the thoughts of the Lord. You know what God's saying here? He said, you know, God's going to use these wicked nations. He's done it many, many times before. He said, I'm going to use these wicked nations, praise God, to bring about His purpose and to fulfill His plan. Amen. For the nations. So they neither understand they His counsel, for they shall gather them as the sheaves. He shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. There's coming a time, praise God. Now we're looking at the time of judgment. We're looking at the time of Armageddon at the end of this thing. And said, God Almighty is going to, praise God, He's going to draw these nations. He's going to get them. He's going to bring them in. He's going to pull them in, praise God, as you gather sheaves under the floor, into the floor. Amen. So we see a sowing of the nations. And then we see the reaping. Amen. It's going to take place. He's going to gather them into as the sheaves under the floor. In other words, he's gathering them under the thrashing floor. Amen. The thrashing floor is where you break the wheat and the grain, praise God, and you'd bring it to beat it out. Amen. So that you could get the good out, praise God, and separate the good from the bad. Hello? Praise the Lord. So we see a sowing, we see a reaping, and then we see a thrashing. Literally. He said, arise and thrash, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thine hoofs brass. That ought to get the job done. Amen. A little iron, a little brass on grain, it'd crush it to pieces. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people. And I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. He said, so I'm going to, there's going to be a sowing, there's going to be a reaping. And God said, then I'm going to do the thrashing. Amen. That word, God said, I'm going to beat the devil out of them. Amen. I'm going to, praise God, when I get done, ain't going to be nothing left but the good. All the bad's going to be gone, praise the Lord. And then the harvest is going to be given unto the Lord. What's left when it's all said and done. Amen. So we see a look at the future in Micah. He's a looking way beyond what's going to take place right here at the minute, but he's looking on what's going to take place then, and he's looking to what's going to take place in the kingdom of an almighty God. Praise the Lord. When the kingdom is set up and they're gathered in for God's glory, there'll be the judgment of Israel's enemies, and there's going to be an establishment of a future kingdom. And he said that, and that kingdom will have no end. Amen. It'll be an everlasting kingdom. That's where we take our hope and security, praise God, that where Jesus is throughout eternity, we are promised to be with Him where He is. Amen. It don't matter to me how it plays out, because I know the end result. I know where I'll be in the end, because I love the Lord Jesus Christ and He is my Savior. Amen. He's the keeper of my soul. This old flesh, praise God, it may go back to the dust from which it comes. They may roll me up here in front of you and say, poor old Pastor Jeff, he's gone. He's just But praise God, don't you believe it for a minute. The only place I'm gone is gone to glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you are maybe crying and weeping, I don't know about that, but over my old carcass, praise God, I'm going to be a shouter out glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be good. Why? Because I'm like the old prophet. I'm looking at the future. What God Almighty tells us. He says, praise God, I'm going to take care of all. He said, there's going to be a city, there's going to be a flock, and there's going to be a harvest. And he said, but the God of heaven, the God of glory, is in charge of it all. Amen. He's going to line it up just exactly like He said it would. He said it would. He said, there's going to be that magnificent city coming down from God. Amen. As a bride,
a bride adorned for her husband. Praise God. A separate and unique. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I can't comprehend all that. I can't explain it all. But I believe it. Amen. And I believe that we are going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. That's all. That's the most important part. That when all this is said and done, praise God, that me and you is going to be with the Lord Jesus where He is. And Micah gives us that look, that picture, that look into the future. And I don't know about you, but just through this chapter of Micah, the future's looking awful bright for a child of the King. Amen. Praise God for a child of King, for the little nation of Israel. Praise God. We just keep lifting them up. But we need to educate our children and our grandchildren. Say, hey, listen, we have to back Israel. We have to love the Jewish people. And when that, let me just say this, and I'm done. And when they say, well, why do we have to love the Jewish people? Because Jesus Christ is your Savior, right? Right? Yeah, He's my Savior. He's a Jew. And He's coming back for you. Amen. I'd never ever belittle the Jew. Because God Almighty said they're precious, chosen in His sight. Amen.